British chef serves up crap. This is News at End reporting on the 1st of February, 2007. Hurry up! Hello, and to quote the immortal words of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I am Bach. Anyway, British chef Gordon fucking Ramsay has been serving a plate of steaming turd for almost 50 years. But discerning diners were served with more than they bargained for this week when Ramsay served a plate of his own self-baked fecal matter. We talk to Gordon Ramsay now. Good evening, Mr. Ramsay.
Good fucking evening.
Well, tell me about, why you've decided to, basically sell your shit in your restaurants.
Well, you see, New Zealand, it's very fucking simple, right? You see, in a world of climate change, I thought I would do my bit for some fucking recycling for once. I mean, people just eat food and crap it out, just into a toilet. What's the fucking point? I mean, just, why can't you just eat it? I mean, it's saving the world and all that fucking hippie crap. You know, basically, yeah.
Well, obviously, you've had, some criticism. Haha. Criticism. Yes.
You should really learn some fucking English.
Yes, criticism about this, menu change. I mean, let's just have a look at your menu. Where's your menu? Right, your à la merde menu. Yeah, well, just pick some off from the list. Loose poo garnished with crushed garlic cloves. The main course, seasoned curled oak log in mushroom sauce, which is pictured on the article. Some desserts like the pudding, last night's curry slops. I mean, despite the apparent crappiness of this menu, it is reveled by most food critics around the country. I mean, I'm just wondering how you do it. Here's a soundbite of one of the chefs. Just promise not to swear through it. I mean, even though it's good praise that you're getting, just don't swear, okay?
Right. I'll fucking promise not to swear. I mean, sorry. Yes. This is New Zealand.
We
just want to ask you, Mr. Food Critic. Is that really your name?
Oui, yes, that is my birth name.
Opinions on this menu that you're eating? Of, Gordon Ramsay's?
Yes. He is a genius. What this man cannot do with crap is just not worth doing. His curled log was an inspiration to my palate. The odd indigested peanut I crunched into was like uncovering an ancient and precious relic. It is just pure bliss. Every squelchy, chewy bite out of it is truly a culinary experience at its finest.
If I wasn't suffering terribly from E. coli poisoning right now, I'd be going back for seconds.
Right, thank you very much.
Oui.
Thank you. I must have an operation now.
Well, do bear in mind that interview was done from a hospital bed. He died a few hours later. Well, some customers are also so-so about his one. I think he needs to see a doctor, as I found worms in my main course. Apart from that, I quite enjoyed the unique nutty flavour. Unquote. That was another lady. She was clutching her stomach in agony the whole time. While she was shitting in a bag. You probably could use that in your ingredients. Thank you, Mr. Ramsay, for your swearing.
Well, thank you. It's been fucking good to listen and talk and stuff. Yes, thank you. Fine. Fuck. I mean, no.
However, all that was Gordon Ramsay. Ramsay could be in hot water with the authorities, as it has emerged that he may have been harvesting poo from Mexican bandits he captured whilst on holiday in Canada. Soundbite from Health Inspector Harry Winnett yesterday.
Well, the customers believe that they were getting Gordon's Own organically produced shit. If it turns out that this is not the case, he is in a lot of trouble. I mean, we have stringent poo laws. Basically, they threaten with very big deals. I mean, 5 years in prison for misleading the public as to the source of the poo. Also, some other health regulations according to how the poo is served, where it is produced. Also, I mean, toilet-produced shit is quite unacceptable in this country. I'm not sure about regulations of other countries off the top of my head. But, yes. He would be, forgive the pun, in the shit if he was using Canadian-Mexican immigrants for poo production.
That's all we have time for today. This is Neo Zidane, and thank you for listening. This is me tucking in to a pile of shit.